It's 8:45. Live from the studios at 33rd and Bird, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thanks so much for tuning in. We appreciate you joining us. The Omaha Summer Arts Festival kicks off this weekend. And with me, the president of the Omaha Summer Arts Festival Board of Directors is Liz Kerrigan. Good morning, Liz. Good
morning.
Thank you for coming in today. Really do appreciate it.
Thank you.
The 45th annual. Wow, that's a lot of years and kind of a responsibility to adhere to tradition, isn't it?
Right. It's a long Omaha tradition. And as you said earlier, we're at a new location this year. We're on Mike Fahey Street between 10th and 14th. It's right along the downtown ballpark. So we're happy to keep the tradition alive, but have a new location this year.
Sure. And that wasn't just a random hodgepodge decision that was made. They're redoing the entire Gene Leahy Mall. So my understanding is hope is, you know, back to the Gene Leahy Mall when that's all done.
Exactly. We love the festival downtown, and we're excited to be in this new location. And then the hope, you're right, is to go back to the Gene Leahy Mall when that construction is done.
So can you take us through some of the planning that went into, you find out that Gene Leahy Mall is going to, I believe it's a $10 million renovation that's happening there, that's going to happen, that's going to take some time. So what did the board do? how do you attack this thing now?
That's a great question. We talked with a lot of business and community leaders. We went through several different options. We walked the streets of downtown Omaha to really figure out what could handle the footprint of the Summer Arts Festival, because it does take up a lot of space. So we, like I said, we walked through several different areas and really felt that the North Downtown really fit what we're doing and the space that we need to.
So for people who've gone to this before, I'm sure one of the first questions they're asking is, well, where do I park now? How am I gonna get there?
You're right. People always ask about where to park, and so that was a big part of the decision-making of this new location. There are a lot of great options for parking, and two things I would suggest for attendees. Number one, go to summerarts.org. There's an entire section on our website about parking. You can find a discount code for your second step is to download the Park Omaha app, and you can find some discounted parking through Park Omaha. Another great option that we're excited about with parking is a partnership with Park and Go. So you can actually park at the airport and take a free shuttle to and from the festival.
Oh, that's kind of neat. So you don't have to worry about navigating through downtown traffic to find that one parking spot that has just now become available.
Exactly. So many options.
Very good. Yeah. Can you talk about the kind of the genesis of this festival? It really is a celebration of local artists, local musicians, local everything, local food.
Exactly. Yes, we really, the thing that I love about this festival is that there really and truly is something for everyone. Of course, tons of visual arts from over 130 different artists, many of whom are from Nebraska and Iowa. And then we have a lot of local performances, once again, that are all free. And then we have lots of local food vendors, everything from a slice of pizza, some Greek food, to maybe you want a sweet treat to cool yourself off. We have ice cream and dipping dots, too.
Very good. This festival itself is very much a family-friendly ordeal. That said, there's also a few things that happen at nighttime that might appeal to those that are over 21.
Yes, we have. So the festival runs Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And Friday night, we have a new tradition that we started last year, and it's called Omaha Summer Arts Festival After Dark. So Friday night, starting at 9 p.m., we have several different local artists that will perform. One cool one to watch out for is a band called Glow in the Dark, and they sync up their electronic music with lights and LCD screens. So it's really cool way to enjoy some nightlife downtown too.
So really with the 45th year, through serendipity, if you will, a special year because it's going to be on Mike Fahey Street. So it's a little bit different location between 10th and 14th on Mike Fahey Street in front of the ballpark. And there's the great parking, the great food. Apart from Glow in the Dark, what's one of those or two of those things that stand out to you where you go, I'm looking forward to this?
Well, we also offer, of course, the Children's Fair. That's offered on Saturday and Sunday. And one of my favorite parts about the Children's Fair is something that we call ACT. It's Artists, Collectors, and Training. And for just $5, kids can go into a tent that is set up just like an art gallery. And our artists who show in the festival, as well as some local artists, have donated their art to this particular program. And so for $5, kids can go into the tent, pick a piece of art that they can take home with them. So that's one of my favorite parts about the Children's Fair.
Spectacular. It starts on Friday, runs through Sunday, and you can find all the information you need at summerarts.org. That's Liz Kerrigan, president of the Omaha Summer Arts Festival Board of Directors. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank
Morning
you.
Edition continues.